All right, we've been talking about this topic. I gave you my thoughts on it earlier. Joining us now to break down even further is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Stephanie Apstein is my guest. Stephanie, nice to have you on. How are you?
Thanks a lot for having me. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. I'm great. So you've been all over the issue of pitch doctoring, and earlier this month you co-authored a piece for SI's Daily Cover with the headline, "This should be the biggest scandal in sports, the inside story of how rampant pitch doctoring in MLB is, pumping pitchers up and deflating offenses," end of quote. So when did you first start working on this topic, and what tipped you off?
We actually started working on this several months ago, either January or February. So we've run two stories on the topic so far, the one you mentioned and then one about an Angels clubhouse attendant who was fired for providing sticky stuff to pitchers across the league. And so we started working on the second one first. We reached out to him several months ago. And then as we were reporting that, it became clear that this was really two stories, and they were much bigger than we had understood at first. And so that's kind of when we started to get a sense. Everyone we talked to was saying kind of the same thing, which was, this is a huge problem.
All right, so I'm going to try and get back to that clubhouse attendant in a moment. But as you write, pitchers go into the training room before games, quote, to swipe tongue depressors, which they use to apply their sticky stuff to wherever they choose to hide it, then return afterward to grab rubbing alcohol to dissolve the residue. Like, what kind of sticky stuff are they using, and then where are they hiding it?
This is serious, like glue-like stuff. The big one is called Spider Tack, the stickiest one, and that was actually developed for World's Strongest Man competitors who are trying to lift those gigantic Atlas stones. It is extremely sticky. Like, you could touch, you could put it on your hand and touch a cinder block, and you could lift a cinder block with just the palm of your hand. That's how sticky. And then they are mostly putting it, everybody's got a different spot, and so that's one thing that a lot of teams start to do, is they try to get scouting reports on where the guy keeps it. But it's the most common one is on the inside of their glove. A lot of them manage to keep some of it on their hats. Some guys have it on the inside of their belt buckle. So if you see them kind of adjusting the tuck on their jersey a lot, sometimes they're going to sticky stuff. There are some guys who have it on shoelaces. Some guys, if they have dark socks, will keep it on their socks. It's really, they can find almost anywhere to put it. I heard unconfirmed reports of one guy who keeps it in his mouth, which sounds just foul to me.
That sounds foul to me as well. Stephanie Apstein joining us. That story about the cinder block is unbelievable, but there's so many unbelievable stories. For instance, one National League reliever said that he uses Pelican Grip Dip and was pulled aside by airport security. Quote,
yeah,
they swabbed my fingers, and this is after showering and everything, and they're like, hey, you have explosives on your fingers. I'm like, well, I don't, but I'm sure that I've got something that's not organic on there, end of quote. That to me is insane. Like, what was your reaction as you were working on the story? Were you ever stunned, or did this all kind of make sense to you?
No, that was the one that caught me the most off guard. I actually had that conversation fairly late at night, and so I was hoping, my plan had been to go to bed after conducting that interview, and I was so taken aback by it that I just stayed up and wrote it, because I couldn't fall asleep. I couldn't stop thinking about this guy was getting stopped at airport security. I mean, this is some sticky stuff.
Really sticky stuff. So another recently retired pitcher said that, quote, 80 to 90% of pitchers are using some level of grip enhancement. I mean, does that number sound right to you? And if so, how did this become so widespread?
Yeah, I think that seems about right. That about reflects what we heard from other people. I think it's important to differentiate between the levels of grip enhancement. There's the Spider Tack that we were just talking about, and that really is a performance-enhancing substance. But there are also guys who are using just a little bit of, you know, if you spray your arm in sunscreen and then you mix it with the rosin that they give you, you can make a sticky substance that way. And it makes you a better pitcher, because it helps you get a grip on the ball. It helps enhance your command, but it doesn't make the ball spin in a way that hitters have never seen before. So I think that of the 80 to 90%, probably a bigger portion of that group is using the lower grade sticky stuff. And it's more of a minority using the really sticky stuff, but it's a healthy minority. I think part of why it's gotten so bad recently is the pitchers have always been using something, but they never really knew exactly how well it was working. They were mostly guessing. In the last couple of years, we've had really good technology that has become available to players on an individual level, where they can apply something to the baseball and then go throw and watch the TrackMan numbers. And they can tell right away, that gave me an extra 200 RPMs on my spin rate on my fastball, this is working. Or that didn't really do that much, let me try something else and see if I can have more of an effect. And so that level of technology has made them into real scientists about this, I think. And that is where they've basically maximized the efficiency of this. And that's why it's become such a problem.
Stephanie Abstein is joining us. I was going to say to you, like, MLB has not done anything about this at all until the last few days. So why have they essentially been looking the other way? And now is that pendulum, or why is that swinging back?
Because as I said, it got a lot worse over the last 2 or 3 years. I think they've been kind of caught off guard. Like, everyone has known the pitchers were mixing sunscreen and rosin or hiding pine tar on their gloves. And that, everybody felt, was not that big a deal. You want them to have some kind of a grip. The baseballs are very inconsistent and they're pretty slick, and you'd like them to know where the pitch is going. But over the past few years, I think the league started hearing from team officials saying, this is a big problem. And I think they also started to realize that it's not just sort of a problem in general. It could actually be contributing to the existential question the sport is facing, which is how boring it can be to watch. There's very little offense. And part of the reason there's very little offense is that the pitching is too good. And part of the reason the pitching is too good is that they're using these sticky substances. And so the hope by the league is that if you can crack down on the substances, you might not have to move the mound back or make the bases bigger or do any of these other things that they've been talking about, because they really want to increase offense. They want fans to be more interested. And maybe just enforcing a rule that's on the books will get them there.
Yeah, see, that's my thing. I think that's where it's at. Like, if you were to say to me, why now? I think for that very reason, because they've got a collective batting average around the league of .236. That's not good for business. Now, as you point out in the piece, umpires rely on managers to ask for an inspection of the opposing pitcher, but managers don't want to do that because they know their guys are cheating too. So where does that leave everybody?
Where we are right now, I would say. So the league just actually issued a memo today saying umpires are going to be doing this on their own. They do not need, they don't need the managers to ask for it. They are empowered to make these checks on their own. And I think that is a big reason, because nobody, as we've seen, nobody wants to say anything, because not only are your pitchers doing it, but you might want to acquire that pitcher at some point, the pitcher that you're calling out. And so you can't really, you want to maintain good relationships with people around the league. So it's been a no-win situation so far. And so they really need to, and it's not an easy job to ask the umpires to be the ones going out there and doing it, but the league is trying to make the point that the league will stand behind them when they do this.
So a couple of quick thoughts, and I could do this all day long. This is really fascinating, but what do you suppose, Stephanie, happens to the pitchers who have been really effective with the sticky stuff and the ability to get really high spin rates? Are they in danger of getting knocked around without the sticky stuff?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of options here. One is, the two ways to control a baseball when you're throwing it really hard are to use sticky stuff or to take something off it and throw a little bit less hard and try to command it. And so some of them, I think, will probably do that. And so you'll see velocity go down a little bit. And some of them will just throw it that hard and not really know where it's going. So I don't know that that will necessarily mean more hit batters, but I do think it might mean more walks. And that might change the personnel we see a little bit. Because, some of these stars are going to be good anyway, but a lot of where we've seen a change is the marginal guys, the guys around the edges who suddenly are unhittable. And if they can't use sticky stuff, then they may start calling up. Teams may not go to the guy who can throw 100 but doesn't know where it's going. They might start calling up a guy who can command the baseball a little bit better without help. And so you might see a different looking pitching core across the league.
Right. So finally, quickly, the other piece that you mentioned was you wrote about Bubba Harkins, who was a clubhouse attendant for the Angels. He was fired last April after 39 years with the team. What was the explanation given for his dismissal?
They said to him, an investigation has concluded that you have been distributing sticky stuff across the league, and so you are fired. And he said, yeah, I have been distributing sticky stuff, but everybody was doing it, and so I thought that was okay.
So if it's as widespread as everybody says, why is this guy the only guy who's been punished?
We didn't really get a good answer to that question, I would say. I think that's, we'll see if that changes over the next couple of weeks as they start enforcing. But yeah, at the moment, the only guy who's really been punished for this is a clubhouse attendant.
She is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated all over this story. Stephanie Abstein, my guest. Stephanie, great job. Thank you so much. Nice to visit with you.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you for doing that. Really interesting. All right, take a short time out. And as you know, you can react to anything you just heard. We went back to back.